I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, Katie.
Hello, Jack.
You all right?
Good, thanks. You?
I'm okay. I feel like I'm not going to talk to you about my feelings this time, because every time I do, you get pissed off, and I'm done with it. So, can we get on with it?
Irrelevant to the facts, isn't it, really?
Mm-hmm. There's no facts here.
Welcome to another fun episode of Even More Cleverer, the spin-off to Be More Cleverer. And here we are in Cavendish Square.
It's called
Cavendish Park?
Cavendish Square.
In bustling central London.
Behind John Lewis, my favourite.
Yes, and we're behind a statue. We're not sure what it is. We're not sure who it is. Jack says Lord Cavendish.
Lord Cavendish?
I mean, it's like some sort of judge, I think.
Judge Rinder?
Judge Rinder? Judge Rinder? Imagine. It could be Judge Rinder. We don't know.
Tap your hammers, girls.
Anyway, so...
Judge Rinder would be a way better show if he said, tap your hammers, girls, every time. That was like his catchphrase.
I want that to be his catchphrase.
By the way, Matt Richardson's with us.
Hello. Sorry,
Matt Richardson.
I had to chip in there. That made me laugh so much. Judge Rinder is already quite sassy, isn't he?
So sassy. He's unbelievable. Like,
almost two. Like, even on our level.
Like, and the fact is, like, no one ever talks about the fact that he has no legal standing, because that's not how judges work here.
This infuriates me. He's like a barrister, if that.
He's a lawyer, but
he's a lawyer.
But apparently, before the show, they sign an agreement saying they'll go by what he says. But it has zero legal standing.
We should have done Brexit by it.
Yes, Judge Rinder with Nigel Farage and David Cameron going, okay, and you want the £80 back. What? What was your friendship like before?
Yeah, it's just also the worst things on that show. It's like, it's never Jeremy Kyle levels of like, ooh,
cringe. It's never like proper things. Like, it's not like, oh, who gets the dog sort of situation.
Yeah.
It's like... what shall we call the dog?
Someone who watches a lot of Judge Rinder, it's always things like, oh, my friend lent me £300 and I can't get it back, and it's all that stuff.
It's usually like,
he goes,
for
well,
a
I'm not
going to
go back because he broke my lawnmower, and like genuinely, that's like the argument.
Like, they get out the list of all the things.
Yeah, basically.
So on the normal podcast, we delve into a subject, find out everything, literally everything about it, and tell you. But on Even More Cleverer, we get a lovely guest along to give us a few facts and tell us some things.
I feel like we did the hard graft in the first series. We just need some time off.
Yeah, just need...
Just get other people to come up with your content, basically.
Yeah, essentially hit the nail on the head, really.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
What a dream.
So what is your first fact?
My first fact is... So I am from Oxford, so I thought I'd get an Oxford-related fact. And my first fact is, Oxford University outdates the Aztec Empire. It is older than the Aztec Empire.
So what sort of era are we talking?
Well, we're talking like the Aztecs, like, you know,
how long
1,500 goes? Years ago, I guess. And Oxford University...
Oxford University is older than
15? Yeah, Oxford University is... Like, there's been a university in Oxford since, like, for thousands of years. Like, it's a really... Like, there's always been a centre of learning there.
What were they learning?
What, the Aztecs were like doing degrees?
No, like, no, there's no crossover. Aztecs were systematically sacrificing their children over in sort of South America and building pyramids.
Of course.
And Oxford University, people were, I guess, smashing up restaurants and being posh.
But like, what were they doing? They weren't doing like a BTEC in hairdressing. in like 15
They don't do BTEC in hairdressing at Oxford University.
Sports science.
I've got a degree from Oxford. What degree would that be? Sports science.
Good. What do they do at Oxford? What's the one?
They're all like legit, aren't they? So it's like PPE.
Yeah, they're all pretty good, aren't they?
If I know someone that did archaeology there. Oh. Like he's like as much of a dweeb as you'd imagine. He's such an idiot.
That sounds very long.
I did an A-level in ancient history, which looking back on it was the biggest mistake. Why did I do that? What did I think I was going to learn about?
What did you learn about ancient history though?
Two things I can remember. It's going to see the film 300, because it was about Sparta.
Oh, God.
That really historically accurate
Well done,
film.
Curriculum.
And, like, learning about the Hippocratic Oath, which
What's
is
that,
to
then?
Do with hospitals. The doctor's oath. You know, they have to take an oath before they become a medicine.
In ancient history?
Yeah. Greeks. Next fact.
That's amazing. I just went over to say it's Greeks. All I can think about is the fact they just loved to shag each other, didn't they?
They did.
Like they were so up for it.
It was one of those things where basically you couldn't skirt around the fact that there were lots of intermarital relations, homosexual relations, and all that kind of thing. And our history teacher was like the oldest woman alive from the same time, and she would like skirt around it and be like, so. Men would have their lovers, who were boys, and they were just like, it was just such a...
So she's saying that who were boys?
But then, I found it really sad down. Though, because like, everyone, like, it was encouraged, wasn't it? If you were like if you were a soldier, you were encouraged to all sleep together, so you had a better bond in battle and things like that. And then Christianity came along and like ruined all that. Like, I've got loads of friends that I'd love to bum.
It's good knowledge.
Like I'd feel much bond. Closer to them. Like some of my friends were a bit, you know, oh, they're all right. I think if we had sex, then I'd be really.
It takes the awkwardness out of everything, really, doesn't it?
Once you've slept with someone, yeah, I think everyone should sleep with everyone, and then life would be so much better. Anyway,
Katie, pull up your top.
No, Katie, that will make work awkward.
I'm wearing a play suit.
My next fact is about planes, because I really like planes. So my next fact is, you are more likely to be killed by a donkey than you are in a plane crash. More people here die in donkey-related incidents than plane crash. I've known this fact for ages, and I think this year is an exception, because there's been loads of plane crashes in the last year. This might be pre-terrorism.
I actually
those
like
notorious suicide
doing it all for Allah.
I know this fact already because I've heard, full disclosure, I work with Matt and I have heard you use it because
this
you
is
are
in my,
obsessed
repertoire.
With planes.
I'm obsessed with planes. I love planes. I've only recently come out as liking planes. Like, I've always been quite ashamed of it. I've always liked planes really privately, and only recently have I fully embraced it and started to put like pictures of planes on my Instagram and things like that. When I'm boarding one, I won't put
Google
pictures of planes that I haven't been in before.
I love
that'd
this
like
one.
Up, that'd be like putting up photos of girls you're not going out with. You know,
that's
like
true.
You have to have been in the plane to put the photo up. That's my etiquette.
Oh, I love the thought of you going on Getty and just been like,
I do like so.
Favorite
once again,
one.
I do Google pictures of planes.
Why though?
What? I just really like looking at planes.
Like a Boeing. 747?
Yeah, Boeing. Like, so it's always good. Commercial.
Okay, always commercial.
It's flight. Never. It's never. Never military.
What's your favorite? Who's your favorite airline?
My favourite airline, BA, obviously.
Free drinks.
I mean, I should say
they're not. They might not be listening to this.
I mean, I hope they are. But yeah, that's a fact. Is that more people get killed by donkeys
the
every
other
year
day,
than plane crashes?
We were at work, and Matt just looked up and he said, "Did you know that EasyJet are the eighth most popular airline in the world?
They're the eighth. They carry the eighth by passengers, not by fleet size."
Okay.
that's outrageous. EasyJet are absolute bobbins.
Do you think?
Yes.
Oh no! See, I rate EasyJet only because, you know, they are what they are, but like they're not Ryanair.
True.
Yeah.
And Ryanair are like,
you know what you're paying with EasyJet.
You get EasyJet, you get treated like a person still. Ryanair, there is none of that nonsense.
That's true. Mm.
There's none of that humanisation that happens, you know, in like good customer service. I flew Ryanair once to Tenerife, which is 4.5 hours, and that's almost like that's. God. 3/4 to New York, and it was awful. Oh. And I flew back Monarch, and that was pretty bad.
I've done Monarch, not great.
Monarch weren't ideal, but yeah. I don't know anything about donkeys, though. I'm afraid. Ask me about planes all you like, but donkeys, my knowledge is limited.
Have either of you ridden a donkey?
Yeah.
I don't think I have.
I have. It's stressful.
I just feel really bad for the donkey.
Yeah.
But they're not really designed for it, are they?
They have the worst, like, back structure. And then you get on, and they're just the worst back structure.
Oh, throwing shade to donkeys over there.
No, but it just wasn't comfortable for either of it. It's just like, I got on it, it knew that I was going to do that and didn't feel good about it. I didn't feel good. I was young, I had an ice cream as well.
It was awkward.
It was just like the whole thing made me feel uncomfortable. I don't know, I was recounting that back. So maybe loads of them die, which makes me think, if lots of... No, but you get killed by donkeys.
Yeah, you get killed by donkeys.
Oh, fine.
This is like, I guess it's donkeys charging or kicking, and then, you know, a hemorrhage happens and you die a couple of days later. I've not really thought about it. This isn't like a donkey uprising. I don't think the donkeys have sort of arranged themselves properly yet.
They're not using weapons.
No, but I also don't think they have, you know, the concept of abstract thought to sort of consciously kill you.
No.
But like, I do feel bad, like that kind of the donkeys on the beach is a big rip. My dad had to ride a donkey once. Well, I remember this, we were on holiday in Tunisia and we went on a camel ride.
Did they put some
and there was one
donkey
and my dad got the short straw and had to ride the donkey. And even as my dad walked towards the donkey, you could see the donkey go, oh God.
Oh God.
Like,
no.
I'm meant for children. So that is my fact. But I don't have any backup of it. Okay. I don't have any numbers.
I kind of, like you said, with the exception of this year, I probably would have believed it. And I'm going to keep believing it because I'm boarding a flight very soon and I'm quite terrified of flying.
Are you terrified of flying?
Yeah, I
don't. Really?
I didn't used to be, but the last probably flight or two that I've been on, I've kind of been...
Have you had bad experience? Were they bad flights?
No, the more I've gone on that, the more I just think about everything. I'm one of those people who, like, if you stand silent too long, I'll start, like, hearing what's going on inside my body and it freaks me out.
What?
Do you have this?
No!
If you, like, if I'm about to go to sleep, I, like, freak myself out because I can hear, like, my heart being too loud and then I can, like, feel, like, things going on in my stomach. Just, like, I can feel my body working and that freaks the fuck out of me.
Yeah, I mean, it would if I felt that. You know, this isn't one of my facts, but an interesting fact. So they made a perfectly... silent room. So it's close they can get. They've soundproofed this room and it's got, you know, all this mental thing in it. And people can only stay in it for a certain amount of time because you can hear the blood in your veins and it drives you mad. Because it's so quiet, you can hear everything.
Oh, God, I don't like it.
K-head?
No.
So they made this room and people tried to stay in it, but because it's so quiet, if you've stayed in there long enough, you would go insane because you can hear everything.
Oh, God.
Because you're the loudest thing in the room. Like,
Jack is, like, keeling over right now.
I don't
now.
Like it. I can kind of...
I can't imagine it. Like,
I'm not thinking
about it.
I can't think
about it.
There you go, there's
awful.
A bonus fact for you.
Bonus fact! We should have a little jingle for that.
Bonus fact!
Well, I mean, Jack is not fine now, but that's... You'll recover. You'll get over it.
Yeah.
Let's talk sayings, because we normally on the podcast get someone to find out the origin of a saying.
Yeah.
You've got one that you want to put to us.
So...
Yeah.
I've gone slightly off script here.
Off-piste.
Because I've got this saying. So my dad says loads of stuff that I've never heard anyone say, and I say it to other people as a saying, and they go, "What on earth are you talking about?" So
I love this already.
Yes.
So an example would be, and he always says them, like, and I'm like, "Dad, this isn't the time. That doesn't make sense now." So there's the one that he says all the time is, "You can't soar with the eagles unless you fart with the frogs."
You can't what with the eagles?
You can't soar with the eagles unless you fart with the frogs.
I mean, that is not a phrase.
But he says it to me all the time. Like,
So
in context of, I'll be doing something really crap for work, like something like, you know, like, You do something really crap. He goes, "Well, you can't saw the eagles unless you fart with the frogs." So you have to do all the. You have to start at the bottom and work up. I'm guessing is.
Sure.
That's what I sort of thought as soon as you first.
So you know that's it. But
said it.
But he says it to me like it's a thing, and it isn't a thing.
I'm trying to. What's the actual one for that?
Started from the bottom. Now we're here.
Start from the bottom. Now we're here. Yeah.
I guess can't we choose us a little bit? Like you sort of
climb the ladder. Foot on the ladder.
Yeah, like, I don't really know, but it's a really good saying.
It is,
but
it actually isn't, works.
But he thinks, I don't know where he's got it from. And the other one he says all the time is, if you moan about something, just to tell you to get over yourself, he goes, "Cowboys only cry when their horses die." is the other thing he says to me. But throughout my, and I go to someone, I go, oh, well, cowboys only cry when their horses die. When they're moaning about something, they should shut up. And people are like, what on earth? Like, what are you talking about, mate?
It's very easy to say that in an inappropriate situation.
Yeah, well, cowboys only cry when their horses die. And everyone's like, sorry, what? Is that, that's not a thing.
You've just had some terrible news. Oh, well.
It just doesn't work. Like, they're not things.
Not a thing, yeah.
So my sayings are, they're not sayings that, you know, to find the origin of. My sayings are, like, are these, am I mad for having these? I'd be really interested to know if any of your listeners have ever heard either of these two sayings before.
So that's kind of like, don't cry over spilt milk or something.
Yeah, it's exactly
yes.
that.
Yeah. Which I think is less fun than the Cowboys one.
So get to think about a cowboy.
I'm going to start using these, I think.
I'd love to get them. Like, I'd love to get them as and to become... Because all idioms have to start... somewhere.
Yeah.
So maybe we're ground zero for these two.
And I feel sorry for idioms. Like, this day and age, it's hard for an idiom to really kick off.
It is difficult.
Like.
Alex Horn managed to get two new... He started using words for new... Do you know Alex Horn, the comedian? He's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And he did this thing where he tried to get words into the dictionary.
Great.
So would you use, like, the word...
Oh, I think
so
I've
he would
heard
use
this.
So the word money, he managed to get... I forgot what the word he used was, but he... Like, you know... Leaf. He was like, oh, I've got some leaf, like, and he managed to get it into the dictionary as a terminology for
amazing.
Money.
Amazing.
But it is really difficult.
Oh, maybe we should amazing. Do that.
But maybe we should, like, that's maybe the challenge, is to try and make these sayings happen.
Yes.
I'll just start dropping them in on the radio every day.
I think
that was Kaiser Chiefs there, and like they say, cowboys only cry when their horses die.
I think we start by, I mean, we need to get it in a song. We need to put it on Urban Dictionary.
It sounds like a 1975 song title, doesn't it? Like,
it does. It yeah. It's on vinyl in a charity shop somewhere.
I mean, it could be a Fall Out Boy song title.
It would be a great Fall Out.
Or maybe Panic at the Disco.
Or yeah. It would be those kind of, you know, back when they... Oh, God, do you remember that? When all song titles were a sentence.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they made them longer because, like, just to annoy people, I think. Oh, I think there's a thing with that with Fall Out Boy.
What was the thing with... I remember there was one album, the song is... Our lawyer made us change the name of this song so we wouldn't get sued.
Yes!
Call it track one.
Just call it.
But then, there's a band recently who've each song is just. Is like Catfish and the Bottlemen, each song's just one word. But then there's a band as well who every song is just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and like which is the opposite end of pretentious.
Yes.
Katie nearly got terrified by a butterfly
did
there.
Did you see that?
Where did it
butterfly
come from?
Butterfly just blew in my face.
From your girdle.
My girdle?
Your girdle?
I haven't got a girdle on.
I don't know what that is.
Who wears girdles?
You got that wrong. What did you mean to say, dear?
It came from your undercarriage. I don't know.
Your undercarriage?
Oh, you're saying it came from me?
It came from
me. That's how I speak about girls. I like to imagine they're planes. Ooh, let me see your undercarriage.
On that note...
check in. Let me see your check-in desk.
I've got some baggage. Do you want to allow it?
Package.
We're not going to allow that. Thank you very much. Matt, that was...
Wind beneath your wings, Katie.
Shut up. We've had lots of good
turbulence.
Facts. Oh, my God. And lots of, and a bonus fact.
Let's have some business class.
Stop looking at me. Look the other way. Look at Jack. Thanks a lot, Matt. It's been a joy.
Thanks for having me. It's been lovely.
And, I was going to ask you also... Do you have any ideas for subjects that we could cover in future episodes of Be More Cleverer?
I think aviation, obviously. I think people want to know about in this. I think politics. I think you should hit the politics, Katie.
Anything particular about? We did fracking. That's about as political as we got.
Okay, so aviation and politics.
Yeah, I think I'd listen to those.
I'm down
okay.
for that.
Good to know. If we don't do those, you won't listen.
No, I'll listen anyway.
Okay.
Or do a Big Brother special, because I know Kate Lawler listens to your podcast.
Yes.
I bet she's listening to this now.
Okay.
That's a great idea.
Big Brother is fascinating. There's so much that's happened.
Thing is, the whole point usually is that we go off and find out loads about something that we know nothing about.
We do know everything about.
Maybe that's the point, though. Maybe we just share our knowledge. thanks, Matt.
That's right. Thank you.
Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. You can tweet us at Be More Cleverer, or if you've got anything you want to know about, bemorecleverer@gmail.com.
Geven maakt gelukkig. Daarom vind je bij Dio heel veel inspiratie voor de mooiste en voordeligste cadeaus voor de feestdagen. Dio, je beste zelf.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.